Everybody, happy new year. So excited. We are back. We are talking Heartland. It's been so long since October, and I'm so excited to be here to be talking about Heartland. We are starting season three and are looking back at it. And I'm from Rachel Wagner, and Michelle's here.
Hey, everyone.
Yes, and Amy's here.
Hey, guys.
How are y'all doing?
Great.
You made it through the holiday season.
Somewhat.
And if people are new to our show, we took a hiatus during the holidays because we had 70 episodes, literally over 70 episodes of recaps of Christmas movies to cover. And so we couldn't do Heartland during that time, but now we're back and we are diving into season three and it's pretty fun. Was it fun to get back watching some Heartland again?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I watched some yesterday and it went past them like a blink of an eye. I was like, oh, I missed this show so much.
That's right. All right, well, let's dive in. Let's talk about them. So we have season three, episode one is called Miracle. And in this episode, we have Amy getting involved in there's a car accident when she's on the school bus. And it involves a trailer of horses that are Olympic bound horses, and one of them gets super spooked, and so then Amy helps the horse to be able to get untied from this fence, and it gets put on YouTube and she becomes famous as the miracle horse whisperer person, and everybody wants her miracle services. And so that's kind of the main thrust of the story. Of course, lots of other stuff going on, but Michelle, overall, what do you think about this episode? Do you think it was a good start of the season?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent, and especially the opening kind of shot with all the accident with all the buses. Uh-huh. It just felt like the budget was a bit bigger. Like, it felt like maybe we wouldn't have seen that in earlier seasons, and the drama in this episode was fantastic. It's so good to see everybody again.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, I really enjoy this episode. And it's weird to think because, like, Miracle Girl is such a thing for Amy. Like, it's such, you know, going on in future seasons and everything. I forget that we don't get that Miracle Girl. Like, we don't get this episode until we're in the third season already. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really enjoy it. The drama is great. And it's just like a big start to the season, which I love.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really strong as well. And I mean, they did a good job of kind of creating an accident without, like, mm-hmm. without it being, I think, too expensive as far as destroying, you know, vehicles and things like that. They did a pretty good job with it. And the you get to see little bits from all of our characters, which is nice. And we're going to start talking a little bit about we are going to be getting a lot of couple time between Amy and Ty, which is always fun in this season. And so we are going to be doing our favorite couple moments that we're going to talk about in each of these episodes. I'm not sure exactly what to call the segment yet. Amy Ty flirty time. I'm not sure. But it's pretty fun. And yeah, it starts out pretty dramatically with this accident and the horse getting stuck in the fence. And I'm just always amazed how they're able to do these types of situations without actually upsetting the horses too much, you know. Mm-hmm. Like they're I'm sure they're very limited of what they can do to the horses, rightfully so, you know, so they can't actually hurt it, but they make it pretty convincing looking of what they're doing.
Yeah, especially with like the barbed wire and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That was very well done. Mm-hmm. And she basically, she covers the horse's eyes and that makes it calm down. Seemed like that was the main thing that she did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And Mallory is upset with her parents to start out with. She says they're insanely overprotective.
Yeah.
They're making, they're driving her to school and all of that. And you have her kind of looking at Lisa and Jack and being like, oh, you're so cute. She feels like the matchmaker, I think, at that one, which is funny. And then, so Jack is frustrated with Tim about spending the, he loaned him the money and at the end of last season, and then he's spent it. He's got a whole bunch of new cattle and he's just not spending the money the way that Jack would want him to do. What do you think, Michelle, of that plot line?
I mean, it's so typical of like Tim and Jack, but yeah, I kind of agree with what everybody was saying to Jack. Like, you can't tell him how to spend the money. Once you've given it to someone, you don't get to dictate what they do with it.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what he was expecting Tim to do if he wasn't going to sell. And, you know, he knows the business of owning cattle. Of course he was going to buy more cattle or more cows. But, yeah, I just thought it was so funny. It's just so typical of him. I think that at this point, I think they just like having, like, aggression between them or like disagreements. I don't know how they would get on if they actually agreed on things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to have them have like a project where they're forced to work together, because I think that is always fun. And I think that it's hard because the, I don't know, I think it's hard because the money was given in a, as a sense of, I think there was strings attached when the money was given, that he had certain expectations of what was going to be spent. But it is true that once you, if you give somebody something, then you can't micromanage it. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, maybe it made me think of my dad gave me a used vehicle, and I'm not the best when it comes to dealing with cars. I don't care about cars. I don't like dealing with cars. And he used to get really irritated that I didn't have it cleaner. And I was just like, it's my car. I can do whatever I want with it. It's not your car anymore. You gave it to me. If you didn't want to give it to me, then you know, it's not anybody else's business. I don't know. What do you think, Amy, about that?
Well, I mean, he did technically borrow money, like it was from family. So I don't know what Tim expected, especially from Jack. Like, obviously he was going to have opinions. Like, that's what happens when you borrow money from family. Like, they have opinions about
that's what I was saying. There's strings attached.
Yeah, exactly.
For that, yeah, especially that relationship. I mean, borrowing money from that. And so we've also find out that Callie and Tim have broken up, so she's not coming back this season.
Yeah.
And so then Tim is also regretting that he didn't sell to Val and sell the land. And Jack is surprisingly sort of supportive of this idea, which didn't really make sense to me.
I think he's just sick of dealing with Tim. Like, honestly.
I thought he was the king of don't sell the land. That's the whole reason he gave the loan in the first place.
Yeah, but it's not Jack's land, so.
But it's like the family land or whatever. I mean, that's the whole reason he gave Jack, and that's the whole reason he gave Tim the money in the first place, was to have him not sell.
Well, yeah, because he didn't want Val on the other side. But the thing is, that ranch was never Jack's. It was his neighbor's ranch in the first place. So it's not like he has any emotional attachment to his land at all, or the other guy's land.
Yeah, interesting. That surprised me. Did that surprise you, Michelle?
Yeah, it kind of surprised me that he would just kind of do the thing that he got the money to avoid. But yeah.
So Amy is trying to help this Olympic horse that Caesar is the name of the horse that got spooked in the accident. And I was kind of surprised because you've got Carson McMaster is the name of the rider, which I think is a great name. But he was kind of hostile. I don't really understand what his problem was.
That was strange.
I thought
there was going to be more to that, but yeah, it just seemed like, I mean, I guess he was an Olympic hopeful, and to see that kind of get taken away from him, it was, he just kind of went to the worst possible scenario.
Mm-hmm. He'd be grateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how jumping works or how the Olympics works, but could he just find another horse to compete on, or are you kind of tied to your horse for that kind of?
I think that depends on how much money you're worth willing to spend.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, I was just like, dude, you should be grateful. She's trying to, you know, trying to help you. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really understand his attitude. But we have Peter not calling Lou back and getting very, she's getting very frustrated. Mm-hmm. And what is Peter's problem?
He's in a different time zone. I don't know.
Yeah. It is hard sometimes because you don't remember until it's too late. Mm-hmm. But
and between like Dubai and Canada where they are, that's like a large chunk of time.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, it was New Year's like 8 hours before in Dubai than it was where they are in Canada or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a real oil man. He's overworking in Dubai and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then we have the whole sort of triangle, I guess, with Ashley. So Ashley is still living away from home, still in the trailer, and Caleb is back, and I don't understand Ashley. I mean, it's not her trailer. I don't understand how she is justifying staying in somebody else's living arrangements. Like, I don't understand her attitude. What?
Sorry.
No, it's not hers.
Yeah, what? And she's not paying rent. That's the thing, on the land. Like, the trailer is Caleb's, but the thing is, he pays rent on the land every month. So I'm like, it's not, you're not doing that, Ashley. Like, what?
Like, yeah. I don't understand why she's that mad at Caleb to begin with. So he, like, did his job and went on tour? What?
Because he took the money from Val.
So? I don't understand why that's a problem. I like, her whole attitude, I just don't get.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, and like, Amy and Ty and everybody seems to kind of be agreeing with her. And I'm like, what? This isn't her house. It's not her living. Like, what? Like, you can't just live in somebody else's house.
Well, they're not agreeing with her. They just want to get rid of Caleb.
What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more to do with the relationship with her mom than it is Caleb. And I also think that she doesn't realize that she kind of has a thing for Caleb as well. So I think maybe it's a combination of both of those things. And also, like, she's not used to, like, paying her rent anyway. So I suppose this is just a way of life for her. She's not going to pay rent. She's just going to take what she can get.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast,
called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. It's so weird. I mean, I'm totally on team Caleb, 100%. Like, she's living in your house. Like, what? It's so weird to me. I mean, I guess if I don't know what I would do, but I mean, it's a certain point, you almost feel like you should bring the sheriff out. Get her out of my house. Like, I mean, seems like she's rich enough. Why didn't she just buy her own trailer? It's probably not that expensive, that kind of used trailer.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I don't really know what her financial situation is either. Anyway, like, she's got a job and I don't think she's taking money from Val, or she's got an allowance or anything. I don't really know. So, like, yeah, that's...
Well, and she has a pretty fancy car. Just sell her car. And buy a used trailer and you're set. Way to go. I do not. She's very, that is just bizarre.
The car's not in her name though. It's still her mom's.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true. But you can't live in somebody else's house. Like, that's just not right. It's bizarre to me. But, we get a lot of flirty Amy and Ty time. Is there a Amy and Ty official name, couple name?
I don't know. Think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Like Timey or something like that?
I'm not sure. There should be at this point.
I mean,
I would think there would be.
Don't think so.
Maybe this show started before we did all the shipping names.
Yeah, well, you'd think there would be now, but yeah, I don't know. I googled it. There's like nothing. I mean, there's some Wattpad fan fiction here that I found, but that's about it.
Yeah, so did you have a favorite Amy and Ty moment in this episode, Amy?
I kind of like when they're all like being flirty and cute, and then Caleb walks into the barn and she just like jumps like 12 feet away from Ty. Yeah. It's so funny.
That was really good. What about you, Michelle? Did you have one?
I liked the moment where he kind of says that he's not sure if he has what it takes to be a vet, and she kind of reassures him.
Oh, yeah.
She obviously has kind of seen him around animals and knows that he's got what it takes. So yeah, I like that moment.
That was cute. Yeah, I liked the water fight. That was cute.
Yeah.
That was very flirty. I liked that. Also, so Caleb comes in and he punches Ty in the face. Because he says that was for hurting Kit. And then they find out that they're going to have to share the loft because Ashley's living in his house. And so he's going to stay, and Caleb snores and is driving Ty crazy. And so that's a funny, a funny dynamic going on. And so I also thought it would be fun if we picked kind of one moment of wisdom in each episode. And the one that I came up with, I don't know if you have different ones, but is when Jack says, you don't have to ask for things to happen, they just do, and then when they do, we deal. I feel like that should be the theme for 2020.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Did you have anything else that stood out as far as words of wisdom in this one? Do you have anything, Amy?
Nope.
Do you have anything, Michelle?
I don't have anything, but I do want to kind of mention that the Mallory line where she says to Lisa, you two kiss like you're young or something. Like, oh my God, I almost died laughing. I was like, oh. It was a look on Lisa's face like, yeah. How old do you think I am? Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Funny.
Yeah. And I liked the moment between Val and Jack where, you know, she thanks him for helping her through the treatments.
Yeah. Do we know if it's cancer she has or if it's, because she says remission.
Yeah, it was blood cancer, I believe. I'm not sure if it was leukemia or lymphoma or something like that.
Yeah, and she says, you're a true friend. So Jack's the best. We all agree.
Yeah.
He's our favorite. And so then Ty gives Amy a journal, which was really cute, I thought.
So she can follow in her mother's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so Lisa asks Jack, do you miss me when I'm gone? And we find out that Jack hasn't been on a plane in 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And Jack's response, I'm like, that's not what a girl wants to hear. Well, I could keep myself busy. I'm like, no, say you miss her and you want to see her more. Like, say something nice. Jeez.
Right.
I know.
Like, is this your first time? Your first conversation with a woman? What's that? Yeah. But that was a cute moment. And then Amy is able to work with Caesar and she gets him riding. And so that was fun. And there we go. That's the episode. What would you give this episode 1 to 10? What would you give it, Amy?
Strictly because this starts the Miracle Girl thing, which is like important, I'm going to give it like an 8. That's really important part of the series.
It has on IMDb, it has a 9 out of 10. Oh, wow. So very high, very mm-hmm. very popular.
Yeah,
I think that all of those flirty moments probably helped mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, definitely.
For Ty and Amy fans. Michelle, what about you? What would you give it?
Like a 7.5 or an 8, I would say.
I think I'm gonna go with an 8. It was very enjoyable and a good start to the season, I think. So that was very good. All right.
Hey everybody, I just want to take a second from this episode today to tell you about the Hallmarkies Podcast Awards. Yes, we're doing another Hallmarkies Podcast Awards. The second annual awards will be held later this month in January, but right now you can go vote. If you are listening to this between January 1st of 2021 to January 8th of 2021, you can go into the description, click the voting link, and vote for your favorite things from Hallmark Channel in 2020. So go click that link, go vote, and you have until January 8th, 2021 at midnight Pacific Standard Time to vote, and there will be more information about when that will be airing and all that fun stuff in the weeks ahead. So go down in the description and vote. Back to the episode.
So then we have episode 2 called Little Secrets, and in this one you have a young girl named Taylor who has come with her horse. She was in an accident with her horse and she's struggling. Her parents are getting a divorce. She's struggling with that. And at the same time, Amy has too many horses to deal with because of her fame.
Miracle girl status.
Yeah. And so then there's some other stuff going on, but it's a pretty interesting episode. Overall, what do you think about this one, Amy?
So this is honestly one of my like least favorite episodes.
Interesting.
I just, the whole premise of the little girl and what she's doing, like that just it really bugs me, I guess. Like, I understand she's going through a lot, but at the same time, like, doing what she does to an animal, is there's never an excuse for that. So yeah, it just, this this episode bugs me a lot.
What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I kind of agree. It was so clear what was going on from the beginning. And it felt like something that you would see in like a procedural or something like that, like a crime procedural. It felt like it just didn't feel like it fit the show. And then the rest of the storylines, while they were fine, it felt like this was kind of the second part of a two-part episode, because it was all just a continuation of that, of the first episode. So while I liked all of that, it did just feel like there was nothing kind of new other than this little girl and the mum. And it just felt like, why are these two people bringing all their problems to personal problems to these people, these strangers? That's so
bizarre. They don't even have an appointment. They just show up.
No, they just show up, and it's like the divorce, and you're like, why are these strangers haven't like been a part of this woman's divorce?
And
see, the thing is, the parents didn't even tell the daughter that they were getting divorced. Like, I feel like so much of this could have been avoided if the parents would have just sat down with the girl and tried to have a conversation rather than be all secretive and all that other stuff.
And kind of try to reassure her that everything was going to be okay. I mean, it sounds like he just left, though. So it sounds like the dad was pretty negligent. And so maybe, I don't know, she's probably scrambling, but we start with a horse named Roxy that has barn sour. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, it's the animal likes the barn. Doesn't like the outside. Sounds like me. Doesn't like the outside.
even after 2020, you don't want to get outside. I think most of us are pretty cabin fever at this point, like, get me out of here. But Ty is struggling with Caleb having to share the loft, and it's tough, and I don't blame him. I think it would be really hard to have a roommate at this point, because I haven't had a roommate in so long that I mean, especially in like in my room. You know, it was one thing if they had another room in the my house, but if they were actually having to share quarters with another human, that would be hard. I mean, unless I'm getting married, that's the only reason. And sometimes I thought that's gonna be challenging when that actually happens, even though, of course, I'll be excited, but I was just so used to being on my own. I mean, of course, Ty isn't that old, but still, it's hard to go from not sharing to sharing a room.
Yeah.
Especially with somebody that you don't even get along with that well.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm kind of a bit of a loner in that sense as well. I like being on my own. And when I go on like vacations, like with my friends, like, it was four of us or three of us went to Disney, and we were all in the same room for 2 weeks. And there was a couple of days I was like, I just need to go away on my own for a while. This is too much.
Yeah. Hotel rooms I don't normally mind, but like definitely when I was thinking about going to college, I was like, I really don't want to be in a very small room with another person I don't even know that well. Right. That was definitely like a big consideration for me. I'm like, I'd rather be at home with my cats. I don't want to volunteer to go do that.
I really liked, though, in this episode, they didn't have as much flirting between Amy and Ty, but there were like cute little moments of like little kisses and things like that that were fun.
Yeah, there were.
You know? The only thing I feel like about their relationship is that it definitely feels a little bit old to me. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but to be so serious and you're just in high school, if I were Jack, I'd be a little nervous about that. I'd be like, whoa.
Well, yeah, they are in high school, so like everything is kind of still like the end of the world and everything. So they're like so in love. I mean,
that, I mean, you gotta, I'd be having some conversations at least. Boundaries.
Jack kind of put Caleb said he was going to move into the barn, Ty was like, well, I'll just move into Mallory's old room.
Right.
Yeah. Jack was like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah. And so then you have Mallory is trying to get along with Taylor, and I liked Mallory's words of wisdom when she says, never underestimate a 10-year-old girl. I still have nightmares about those parties in grade 5.
Same, Mallory, same.
Yeah, I feel like middle school years are like the hardest for friends, mm-hmm. and just in general, that it's such a hard time because you're changing so much. And I mean, I swear I shifted my social group like 3-4 times in middle school.
Yeah. Same.
And it was tough, and at least where I went to school, there wasn't as much to do as far as social activities and things like that in middle school. There wasn't the same like teams and plays and other stuff that you could do in high school at the middle school. And so, I don't know, it was just a rough time.
Yeah. Middle school was weird. I mean, yeah, I started my YouTube channel in middle school. So like, I just recently went through a bunch of my videos I made in middle school and stuff. And I was like, well, okay, yikes. Like, what am I doing? Like, why did anyone on YouTube want to know I was going to see Twilight for the, like, Breaking Dawn for the 12th time at the movies?
Oh my gosh, 12 times? That's gotta be kind of cute, though. I gotta watch some of your old videos. That sounds adorable.
They're all on private for a reason.
Oh no, you should do that. Did you ever watch the movie Eighth Grade?
Yes, I did. And I think it was so realistic to what I went through specifically too as a kid on the internet in middle school. Like, it was so like accurate, I feel like. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was such a good movie. I loved that movie. We find out that the horses have their own Facebook page. What do you think of that?
I think it's 2009, and that's totally a thing that teenage girls would have done in 2009.
Yeah. The Copper, in particular, has his own Facebook page, and there's all the horse, what did Mallory call them? The horse gals? Or
yeah,
Horse friends, that's right, friends.
Like, I had Harry Potter friends on Facebook, she has horse friends on Facebook. Like, you get your groups, you know?
Yeah, and now the frustrating thing I feel like about social media now is that I feel like they've all become the same, and so there used to be like differences between the different services. Now they're all basically the same, which is lame.
They're copying each other.
Yeah,
certain things. Yeah,
it's lame.
I'm just glad I have an excuse never to use Snapchat again, because they have the same thing on everything else, so I just can't get rid of Snapchat.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't used Snapchat in a long time. But yeah. Michelle, would you have had a Facebook page for your horse?
I've been so tempted to start an Instagram for my dog, so probably.
Oh yeah, my cats have an Instagram. I haven't used that in forever.
So what do we think about the scene when Ashley pours water all over Caleb?
Oh, that's pretty funny. I know, like their anger, it's, you know, they just need to realize that they like each other, and that's the whole reason all of this is happening. But also, I love a good water dump scene.
Yeah. I still don't understand why I'm still on Team Caleb. I was like, he's perfectly reasonable to want to live in his trailer that he owns. Like, I don't understand why he's the bad one in this situation.
Bizarre. And I can just imagine, well, like, because Jack came in and was like, oh, how's the coffee, right after he got the water dumped on him, and Jack just kind of like,
yeah, that was funny,
secretly looking like, yeah, I want to really laugh right now, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that was really funny. I mean, frankly, it's kind of surprising that Ashley likes living in the trailer. I know that she hates her mother and that she that she wants to be on her own, but I would think that she'd get sick of that real quick.
Yeah. But I mean, she made it her own over that break in between the seasons. So
Yeah.
She has really grown as a person in the past, well, over the summer, I suppose, over the school year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then we have Jack talking to Val, and it turns out maybe she doesn't want to buy the land anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not even interested. So,
well, I mean, we are getting, like, there's not a ton of outside influence on the series all that much, but we are getting into that, like, this is around the recession time period, so people weren't buying land as much, because this is October of 2009, so, like, yeah, that's starting to become an impact a little bit on the series.
That's a good point. So then we have Tim wanting to get more involved in the ranch, and he has this idea of buying these motorhomes that they could stay at, and Lou hates that. And I don't know, like, I feel like that I wouldn't, if I was going to stay in a ranch, I wouldn't want to be in a motorhome.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, unless it was like they specifically had a lot for motor, like if I was driving across the country in a motorhome and I could park there, maybe.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't like sign up to go stay at this beautiful ranch in a cabin and then be like, you want me to sleep in a motorhome? What?
Yeah, I feel like you'd almost I feel like you'd almost have a better shot of just of people like camping out.
Yeah,
like, people would rather do that than stay in a motorhome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like he could have maybe picked like a motorhome so that were like deliberately a bit more kind of rustic. It seems like the biggest eyesore.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's true. Yeah. Like if he'd gotten like an Airstream or that was like cute or something like that.
Something more like old fashioned or
We have Taylor that she's drawing the horse. And she seems to hate her horse. I didn't really, like, she just has all this animosity. I get she's upset with her parents, but I thought her relationship with her horse was confusing.
Yeah, definitely. During this whole episode, I was like, this little girl needs, you know, a lot of help. She needs to talk to her parents. She needs, you know, and it kind of was like she was using the horse. It's not like she really had too much care for the horse, but more of it was her horse was a means to get something. And that this I didn't like that at all.
Was she beating the horse? She kept getting that the whip thing.
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's what you consider, because I mean, a lot of people use to train, but at the same time, she's so young and like purposefully making the horse angry in order to act out like that. I don't know. It's slippery.
Yeah, I feel like she was like purposely like frightening the horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there wasn't a ton of great like wisdom in this one. It was pretty sparse, but I did write down that when Jack says, "Hey genius, I got some advice for you. Pick up your end." You laugh.
Also when Jack did say something about Tim wanting to turn his house and or his land into a housing track, and then you want to turn my ranch into a trailer park. I was kind of
thought that was a funny moment.
Yeah, that was good. And I also liked when they said to Lou that she says, "I don't want to seem desperate." And then Jack, "Maybe if you call him, you won't be."
I know, that's the thing. Why was she so against calling him?
I think they've been seeing each other for a little bit at this point.
Yeah, like, I mean,
her calling him.
like just call, even if you just leave a message, like call him.
Yeah, that's perfectly reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially in 2009, when, because I feel like even since then, now it's been over a decade, that that we don't call each other very much anymore. It's mm-hmm. like so much text. It's crazy.
Yeah, in 2009, like you still call people more right. often, I feel like, than you do now. I mean, like iPhones weren't big or anything as big as they are now. So I'm like, just call him. And it, or like, I mean, there's Facebook was big in 2009. Just send him a message on Facebook too, or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. They could be IMing in his meetings this entire time. I don't understand.
Well, I was just so irritated with Ashley in this episode though, because she calls Caleb out there to help with her car, and then she takes his truck. I mean, a good grief.
Like the most frustrating couple on Heartland is them two.
This is like a horror movie. I mean, really, it's like this woman who won't leave his trailer, now is taking his truck, won't like get out of his life. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like every show at this time had a couple like this though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was like the beginning of like Seth and Summer on the OC, of like just constantly fighting. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of this trope that was in TV at this point. I feel like every show had one.
Yeah. So, oh man. But really, it could easily be a horror movie. Very, very easily.
Definitely.
Either of you watched Degrassi?
Yes. Oh yes, yeah. Definitely.
Did you recognize a little girl from Degrassi? Because that bothered me the entire episode.
Yeah, she looked familiar. Was she on Degrassi?
She was on Degrassi. I had to look. Okay. I had to like pause the episode and look it up. I mean, it shouldn't shock me because it's a Canadian show, but I was like, I know this little girl from somewhere. That bothered me as well. Like, I didn't like the character in Degrassi. I was like,
do you know who she played on Degrassi?
Jack. She played Jack in Degrassi. She was Imogen's love interest.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that was towards the end, right? More yeah. like season 10-ish. Yeah, okay, definitely.
Yeah, how long did Degrassi go?
Well, it's been going off and on since the 70s, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's like Canadian Doctor Who is what I compare it to because of how long it's been going on.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so then Taylor finally kind of admits that what she did. And she says, I just wanted to go fast. And when I was in the hospital, it was just like it used to be. So her family was actually happy to be in the hospital because her family was momentarily together. And I liked the moment between Lou and Tim when she says, what happened to being partners? And then she says, we aren't partners, we are family. Mm-hmm. And that she says, I'm not going to let you walk out on this family ever again. Mm-hmm. That was a nice moment.
Yeah.
And so then Amy talks to Taylor's mom and they decide to leave the horse there on the ranch, and why they can work things out. So that seemed wise to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was basically the episode. It has I don't know if all of the Heartland episodes have really high IMDb scores. This one is an 8.9.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
no.
Amy, what would you give it? Since you're not that high on it.
Like a 5.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
What about you, Michelle?
Yeah, like a 4, I would say.
I guess I'd give it a 6. I didn't hate it that much, but I find Ashley so frustrating. And I know that's the point, but all right. So let's talk about episode 3. This is Man's Best Friend. And in this episode, it's mostly about Jack and his old truck. and it keeps breaking down. And is he going to buy a new truck? And then also you have Ty trying to learn to dance for Amy's big high school dance coming up. And so this one was pretty cute, I think. Michelle, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I love this one. This was such a great Amy and Ty episode.
Yeah. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, I agree. This is one of my like most memorable episodes, I think, specifically because of the truck too. I love the truck storyline so much.
Yeah, is this the first time that we've had an actress actually portraying his passed away wife?
I think this is the first time we see her, but we've heard her. Like, it's the same actress that we've heard for the past two seasons. So, yeah.
I know we've seen him playing her albums and things, but I didn't remember seeing her. Is that right, Michelle?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And so Jack is getting all dressed up to go to this wedding, and Lisa is looking really fancy. And evidently she does all her shopping in Paris or something. I don't know.
Yeah, these sales in Paris, I didn't know those existed. I need to go to Paris, apparently. Yeah.
And so I guess certain weddings have dress codes, but I'd be very nervous about wearing white at a wedding. That seems strange to me. But they probably wanted that just so it would be extra. But when his hands got all dirty, it would show up extra more because it's a white dress. And Amy is working on a horse who is grieving, trying to help it. And at the same time, the horse of Jake's horse is acting all crazy and taking off. And so he's hopeful that Amy will be able to help this horse. And I forget the name of this horse. I've written down somewhere, but anyway. And so that's kind of an interesting angle with Jake and Mallory and Amy working on the horse. And you find out that Ashley and Amy are both going to the formal. Kramer, that's the name of the horse. Kramer.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty impressive scene when Caleb is able to lasso the horse. That was I mean, I'm sure it was a stunt double, but still it was very good. It was very impressive. And
there was a Hallmark Christmas movie that the guy who played Caleb, he was in this year. I can't remember which one it was. Oh, was it A Timeless Christmas he was in? I think he played the brother of Aaron Cahill. I was like, oh wait, is that?
Yeah, Caleb? You're right.
Yeah, I watched it like 2 days ago.
Yeah, look at that. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that was an impressive scene. And so Ashley is trying to figure out a date just to get at Caleb, and also trying to figure out a dress. And as we get those kind of for both Ashley and Amy. And did you all go to your like formals and things like that in high school? Is that a thing they do, Michelle?
No. As now, we've kind of adopted the whole prom thing. It's sort of a weird thing. It's kind of taken off the last, like, I don't know, less than 10 years of actual like calling it a prom. Whereas when I was in school, you would have like a yearly disco, which is like not the same thing. Very much not the same thing. But yeah, it is very much like, and even the ones that we kind of copy the prom thing, it's not the same as like what I imagine, what I understand them to be from like movies and things like that.
What about you, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to kill your ideas, but at least for in my case, our proms and dances were nothing like anything they show on TV or movies. I went to one prom and it was at a community center somewhere, and I was less than impressed. I was like, this was a waste of my $95. Okay.
Yeah. We had pretty fun dances. I didn't get to go to either my proms, but I did go to homecoming. And that was pretty fun, but ours weren't nearly that expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I mean, but definitely under $50 for sure. I mean, I don't even know winter formal if we had any fee at all. Maybe $10. So, yeah, no, we had a pretty good time. I mean, I'm a terrible dancer, but I do enjoy getting dressed up and going to. I remember particularly my sophomore homecoming was memorable because my date, I asked him because I just knew that he was never going to ask me. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty nervous, but we had actually aquatics class together. I took a lifeguarding class in high school. And so we had history together after. And so walking after class, our hair's all wet and everything like that from aquatics. And I said, so what are you doing? It was like October 15th or whatever. Are you, mm-hmm. do you have any plans? And he was like, no. I said, well, how about we go to homecoming? He was like, okay. And I
smooth
remember,
Rachel. Good job.
I know, it's pretty good. I think. And and then he was really excited that he got to drive his mother's Volkswagen, like, was a fancy pretty nice car. It's like, ooh, for the date he got a special car, so that was pretty exciting. So I don't know, I had fun with school dances, but I'm just a terrible dancer. So the dancing part of it, I definitely relate to Ty.
Aww, yeah.
Because I am very bad a dancer. And so it was pretty cute, I thought, him trying to learn how to dance.
Mm-hmm. That was adorable. Like, and yeah, especially the scene where then Peter's there and like he's trying to help too. That was just so adorable. Yeah. So cute.
It was good. That was really cute. And it was nice too, because I feel like their relationship feels so much older. So this, it was like, oh yeah, they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we get a confrontation between Caleb and Ashley in this, where he starts to try to move the trailer and
yeah. I'm surprised at some point, like, I think he didn't really actually want her to leave type of, because they like each other, but they just don't want to admit it. But the thing is, like, he never tried to call the police for trespassing or anything.
I know. Well, but everybody else is, Ty and Amy, and everybody's like, is on Ashley's side, and I don't understand it. How can you be on her side? It's his dwelling. He owns it. It's his. I don't understand. I don't understand her side.
Because they just want to get rid of Caleb. But honestly, that's the only reason. They just don't want him in the loft anymore.
but what on earth would be the argument in Ashley's favor of staying in the trailer? And then they're all like, well, what you did wasn't very, very cool, Caleb. What, you know, she has every right to be upset. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's his property. He went on tour. He has every right to go on tour. He has every right to accept Val's money if he wants. Like, I just don't understand why he is in the wrong here. I don't get it.
I think everyone except Caleb and Ashley at this point know that Caleb and Ashley like each other. Like, everyone else gets it, and they're just like oblivious to each other.
Yeah. So Jack goes to this fishing cabin to try mm-hmm. to deal with the loss of his truck. And of course, it's more than the loss of his truck. It's that he got it as a special gift from his wife. for their anniversary, and that whole section was very sweet.
Yeah,
I liked that.
I love Lindy. She's like my favorite character. Well, I don't know how to say it because she's not. She's one of my favorite characters, even though she's not. Most of the time, like, you don't see the actress when they talk about her and stuff. It's just her story and, like, her music and everything influences the series so much that I really like her character, even if she is, you know, no longer with them, like,
past.
I don't know. That's weird to say that your favorite character is dead on a show that makes no sense.
I'm envious of these shows when people have, like, this secret cabin, kind of fishing cabin or hunting cabin or whatever. It's like, I wish I had something like that.
Well, I mean, it's not very secret. I mean, Ty almost died in it at the end of last season.
But you know what I mean? Wouldn't that be cool though, to have like this little place you could go to just like let off steam, and especially in 2020, to have like a secret fishing cabin. That was the whole scene with the anniversary was kind of what I picked for Jack's moment. There wasn't really advice, but I felt like the whole sequence was kind of was very, very sweet. In this episode, and we find out that Kramer, this horse, is the perfect horse for Mallory to learn how to jump, so she is so excited. That was cute.
Kramer's got extra energy going.
And it was nice we get to see Jake and Mallory together.
Oh, my favorite.
You like Jake and Mallory, Michelle?
Yeah, well, Jake's so cute. Uh-huh. And I like that they're kind of not kind of doing that, him following around anymore. Like, they're good friends at this point. Uh-huh. And he just comes across as just such a great kid. Because one of my least favorite things in shows is like the angry teen for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he just he just seems like a genuinely good kid.
I agree. I hate that so much. So Ashley goes to the dance with whoever that guy was, and is upsetting Caleb, and Jack finds a less new truck, but in better shape, I guess, if that makes sense. So he's happier with that. And then Ty has been kind of boasty about his truck, and then it breaks down, and they end up dancing in the bed of his truck. And that was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. And what do you think of Michelle? What do you think of Amy's dress?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. I'm not really a dress person, so probably not the best person to ask. The only time I've ever worn a dress is going to weddings, and that's it.
Oh yeah, it was very pretty. I liked it even better on her than when she just showed it on the hanger. I was like, oh, I don't know if I like that, but then when she wore it, I was like, "Ooh, she looks very pretty."
I like that Lisa got it for it as well,
in Paris, so that's cute. And then Ty gives Amy a promise ring, which is super cute.
So cute. Did either of you see the Melissa Joan Hart Jason Priestley movie?
Yes.
The most cringiest thing that happened in that movie is he gave her a promise ring, and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, I like literally had to turn it off. I'm like, these characters are nearly 40. Like, what's happening? Like, what is happening? And when I saw this, it's like, this is what it's meant to be. The same entire moment. This is what it's meant to be. Between teenagers, not like nearly 40-year-olds. Giving each other promise rings.
It's like Wedding March 4 all over again. The nightmare that is the middle-aged promise ring.
Like, I guess it's cute. Like, in real life, it might be cute and like a sweet gift and everything. But in TV and movies, it's kind of like really, really.
For teenagers, it's perfectly cute, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree with you, Michelle. For adults, it's like, what?
He brought the ring out and she had this look of panic on her face, and I'm like, well, yeah, obviously, because she thinks it's an an engagement ring and you've known each other for a week.
But I don't know, what you know, sometimes I think as an adult, you know, and just no promise ring. If you're ready to make a commitment, make a commitment, go for it. That's what I say. time is precious at this point. Yeah, but it was cute. So they made whatever commitment a promise ring is, which we don't know, they made it. And so there we go. It almost seems like a better thing to have happen at the end of the season versus here so soon, the beginning, for them to have a promise ring. But there we go. That is the third episode. Amy, what would you give it, 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it like a 7 because the dance is a very memorable moment in the series.
Yeah. This has 9.1 on IMDb. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I'll probably go a little bit higher because I loved all of the Jack and Lisa stuff in this episode. So yeah, I'll go with 8 maybe.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go 8.5 because I really liked the Jack and anniversary truck stuff. The only part that's frustrating is Ashley acting like an insane person. is frustrating to me. But there we go. That is the three episodes for this week. We will be back next week talking about three more episodes of Heartland. And we're still trying to kind of figure out, people want us to do segments, but I can't really come up with a great set of segments. So if you have any ideas, let us know. I would appreciate it. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And Michelle?
At Twitter on at Michelle R. Benson.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. Have my best movies of 2020 video that just populated on my channel. So check that out. And make sure you're following the Hallmarkies podcast all over social media, iTunes. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our Patreon group, which we have our next watch along coming up with Natalie Hall is going to be with us to watch A Winter Princess. So it's only $2 a month to join, and you can be part of the watch along and get all the behind the scenes details of your favorite Hallmark movies. So definitely want to check that out. We also have our merch store, which has Ty Loves Amy shirts. So if you're a Heartland fan, you want some Heartland merch, check it out. That will all be in the description. And so thanks so much. It's so much fun to talk about. And yeah, we'll look forward to next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.